This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burke. Iranian state TV says an Iranian scientist that Israel alleged led the Islamic Republic's military nuclear program has been assassinated. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Israel declined to immediately comment on the killing of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once called out in a news conference saying, "Remember that name." Israel has long been suspected of carrying out a series of targeted killings of Iranian nuclear scientists nearly a decade ago. State TV says Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements. He died at a local hospital after doctors and paramedics couldn't revive him. I'm Zaria Shakli.
An Iranian diplomat and three other Iranians went on trial in Belgium Friday, accused of planning a bomb attack in France in 2018. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Belgian prosecutors charged Vienna-based diplomat Asadullah Asadi and three others with plotting an attack on a rally of the Paris-based National Council of Resistance of Iran, also known as NCRI. In the event, U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, gave a keynote speech. Authorities say the attack was foiled by a coordinated operation between French, German, and Belgian security services. Asadi was the third counselor at Iran's embassy in Vienna. French officials have said he was in charge of intelligence in southern Europe and was acting on orders from Tehran. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly dismissed the charges, calling the attack allegations a, quote, false flag stunt by the NCRI, which it considers a terrorist group.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The number of COVID-19 infections in Germany has passed the 1 million mark, and the daily death toll hit a record of 426. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The figures show that Germany was, at best, keeping new infections stable, which Chancellor Angela Merkel has said would not suffice to ease restrictions and eliminate the risk of overwhelming hospitals. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases increased by over 22,800. However, that was around 840 fewer new cases than a week ago. The reported death toll rose by 426 to 15,586, a daily record. Bars, restaurants, theatres and fitness studios are closed, but schools and shops remain open. From December 1st, private gatherings will be slashed to 5 people from 10. Over Christmas, that number will rise to 10 again across most of the country, although families are being urged to avoid social contact for a week ahead of visits.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. President Donald Trump's legal team suffered yet another defeat in court Friday as a federal appeals court in Philadelphia roundly rejected its latest effort to challenge the state's election results. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts in finding the Trump campaign offered no evidence of any election fraud in Pennsylvania, declaring the campaign's claims have no merit. During 5 hours of oral arguments in a lower court last week, Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani insisted there was widespread fraud in Pennsylvania, but failed to offer any tangible proof. U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand described the campaign's error-filled complaint as haphazardly stitched together, like Frankenstein's monster. The Third Circuit called Brand's ruling justified. All three judges on that panel were appointed by Republican presidents. I'm Ben Thomas.
Although crowds are expected to be much smaller in stores this Black Friday, it's still expected to be a big day for U.S. retailers. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
As coronavirus cases spike and shoppers make more purchases online, ShopperTrack says this is expected to again be the busiest shopping day of the year. Black Friday is expected to generate $10 billion in online sales, a 39% bump from last year. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which measures sales at 80 of the top 100 U.S. online retailers. And the National Retail Federation predicts sales in November and December will increase between 3.5% and 5% over last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.